Good afternoon, sir. What's your name, please?
My name's Paul.
Okay, thank you so much. We can start our hearing. If you'd please state your name and your ABC number for the record.
I'm Ruben Sotelo, 184122.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon. You're hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the four allegations on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on April 23rd. You signed a form that day, do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today, sir?
I'm not talking to
you. Okay, thank you. The members of the board conducting the hearing with you today are the Honorable Mary Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'm going to just conduct the hearing today. We also have with us in the room Mr. Brady. He's with the Department of Corrections, so he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. I also want to note that we have three supporters in the room for you. We have your mother and your girlfriend and a brother. And your brother are all here today in the boardroom with me.
Okay.
So before we get started, I need to swear Mr. Sotelo and Mr. Brady and Ms. Rojas, you're going to speak?
Yes.
And Ms. Quintini, you're going to speak? Okay, so all four of you, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Sotelo?
Yes.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Brady? Ms. Rojas?
Yes.
And Ms. Quintini? Okay. All right. So, Mr. Sotelo, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of your community supervision. And phase two, to determine if your community supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Sotelo, I'm going to read each one of these allegations to you. And as I read each one, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay, sir? And that will start phase one of your hearing. Okay, so here's the first allegation, sir, and that is that you were in violation of condition number 11, as demonstrated by your failure to pay your cost of supervision fees to the Arizona Department of Corrections on or about March 23rd, 2018. Mr. Sotelo, is that true or false?
True.
That's true, okay. The second allegation, violation of condition number 7, is demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about March 23, 2018, per the task lab report dated March 26, 2018. Mr. Sotelo, is that true or false?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the third allegation is violation of condition of supervision number 7, demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 21st, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated March 26th, 2018. Mr. Sotelo, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay. And then the fourth allegation, violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of Senior Parole Officer Rich and Parole Officer Abad by failing to establish residence at V-Way Recovery Housing, 2501 West Elm in Phoenix, Arizona, on March 23, 2018, as directed verbally and in writing on March 23, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Sotelo, is this true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Sotelo's admission in all four allegations, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company. Second.
We agree.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Sotelo, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and probably the one that's more important to you, and that is determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us all some background information about your case. So just hold on the line there, and we'll be right back to talk with you in just a minute. Okay, sir? All right. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Sotelo was released from DOC on April 4th of 2017. He was arrested on April 10th of 2018 by a fugitive apprehension unit. He has no charges. He was returned to DOC on April 10th of 2018. He has a CSED on July 5th of 2018. That reflects 18 absconding days. Current conviction, 2008, armed robbery, 9 years. 2008, armed robbery, 9 years. Prior conviction, 2004, flight for law enforcement, 1 year, 6 months. 2005, misconduct in robbery weapons, 2 years, 6 months. He has 3 terms with DLC. His CUIR score is a 3-4. No scores of 1, substitute scores of 3. He's affiliated with the street gang Tolleson, Chicago. Prior term of supervision, 2005. The defendant was an absolute discharge and release, 2006. TAS release completed 7 months. Disciplinary violations were moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2002, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona County Jail. He's got a community risk score of a G6V7.
G6. And Mr. Brady, on this, there was a period in 05 where there was an absolute discharge, and then what was the next? The truth and sentencing release was
2006.
06, okay.
Completed for 7 months.
Well, I was close. I wrote 07, so that's pretty darn close. And it was G7V6?
G6V7.
G6V7. Tell you what, I'm trying to write as fast as I can. Okay. All right, back to you, Mr. Sotelo. We have just a brief written case summary. And that is that you were approved to live with on March 14, 2017, with Melissa Cortina, who's here today. And then on the 23rd, you were approved to live at Vidre on Elm Street. But no other residence was approved. Did you stay at Vidre the entire time, sir?
Yeah, I lived with him up.
Okay. I don't know how to fix that. Is this any better?
Yeah.
Okay. Just leave the mic off. So you were approved originally on March 14th, 2017, to live with Maritza Cortina on Jackson Street in Tolleson. And then it looks like March 23rd of 2018, you were approved to reside at Vivre on Elm Street.
Yeah.
And that was your approved place. Did you stay at Vivre the entire time?
No, I didn't.
Okay, where did you go?
I went back home.
Oh, that, okay. And about when was that?
The same day.
So the 23rd, you just went back to Maritza Cortina's house?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then it looks like you were given some referrals for working. Did you have a job?
No.
No? Were you doing like day labor or anything under the table or?
Yeah, I was doing like side jobs here and there.
Yeah. Okay, well there's nothing wrong with side jobs. That's fine. Okay. And it looks like you completed the Community Corrections Community Accountability Program. So good with that. And you were referred to task, so you dropped some UA specimens, and everything was negative or no sample collected a couple of times until March 23rd. And at that point, you tested positive for marijuana, opiates, and amphetamines, sir. And it looks like you admitted to using those when you were staffed that day. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
Had you had
an ongoing drug problem with using those substances? While you were in prison, you say you used those?
Yeah, I thought you were making the prison and just I did good for a while and then just stopped.
Okay, but you didn't use the drugs before you went to prison?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. So what were you doing during this time that you were, that you had absconded, sir?
I was home with my new one.
Okay, you go home. Okay, or doing side jobs possibly, I guess. You could have been doing
yeah.
that too. Okay, alright. Okay, have you been to drug treatment before?
No. I would like to call it out, but I have to go.
Because you just started, it sounds like you just started using drugs fairly recently. Okay. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anyone have a question for Mr. Sotelo? Okay. So I'm going to ask your supporters to each come up and speak, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
All right? So yeah. Who would like to come up first and just come up? You've seen how we do. We've been here all day, so they know how it's done.
Right.
Is that good? The green light on the... Okay, good. And state your name. Thank you.
Marissa Fortina.
Okay.
I just wanted to be here to support him to help get his parole reinstated. I agree with him saying that he was home. He wasn't out committing any crimes. We have an 11-year-old that he would pick up and take to school every day. As mentioned, the letter that you received, he did complete all classes and all requirements asked by his parole officer. I personally would even keep communication along with Ruben as well. Any time he wasn't able to make any way for whatever reason, whether it be transportation or he had no care since I worked full-time with Department of Motor Vehicles. So, I'm just here to let you know he has a bunch of support here at home, and I'm willing to help him and as well as his family behind me to seek any help that is needed to help get him back on the right path. And I'm there 110% to help him come back home.
Okay. And you have a newborn too?
I do.
Okay.
4 months old.
How old?
4 months.
4 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Newborn 4 months. Okay. And does anyone have any questions for Ms. Cortina? Mr. Quinones has
yeah,
asked.
I'll try not to belabor this. Thank you, ma'am. Again, in the sanctions notes, there's a note that, that during his interview with his parole officer, that you were so concerned with his behavior that you moved out, and that at various parts of his discussion, it looks like the newborn was available for his drug abuse. So, I mean,
yeah.
What have you worked out, or?
Yeah, well, I was home at the time. I'd been on maternity leave. I actually just barely returned to work.
Okay.
So when I noticed behavior or something was wrong, and that's when he admitted to me, says, okay, let's go to your PO to ask for help.
Okay.
So that's what we tried to do. We tried to ask for help from the PO to see if he would allow him to seek some help, if, you know, whatever was necessary to get him back where he needed to be. And I just feel that putting him back into prison and exposing him to other, maybe even dangerous substances, then that's what I fear.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Any questions, Mr. Bell? Okay. All right, thank you so much. Okay. And Ms. Villegas?
Yes.
Okay. Hi.
Ms. Frances Villegas. I'm your sorry. Basically, all the same things. There's a little bit more that I see wasn't discussed, like when Ruben did go to that rehab, he called and said there was more drugs there than he left and right. He was seeing these drugs. He didn't want to stay there. He wasn't, they were looking his name up on the computer to how long had it been. They had his name that he was there. But didn't have any kind of how long he has to be there, what he was there for, and I think that they're pulling a sofa in from outside for him to sleep on. Just, you know, things like that. But basically, same things that Maria said, you know, he's doing good, helping with the kids, working here and there, and he just, I really think that he really needs a chance to come home and, you know, when he stays probation or on the rest, whatever he has to do to be home, but going back to his prison, because he said he never did prison before he went in. He never did drugs like that. Never. He picked that up in the prison. He went in the military, he went in the same thing, he'd go in wanted the clue to come out.
We have heard that from others. Are there any questions for this? Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Mr. Sotelo?
Yes.
I thought of a question, and then, of course, did I remember it? No, it just flitted right back out. Well, maybe I'll think of it in a moment here. Any other questions from board members? Okay, well, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, sir, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else the board should know, sir?
I said, I think some responsibilities are ideas, and I would like to let Jeff know. So you want me to know?
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. And Mr. Sotelo, the board is going to go into discussion. We do all the discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So if you would just remain on the line, just remain silent, and then we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay,
sir, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Sotelo appears to have been doing well. The thing I'm concerned about is just that he just kind of lost touch with his parole officer. And he did admit to using drugs. According to a statement here, it says he minimized his behavior, saying it was just a little relapse. But he admitted of using drugs from March 17th through March 21st. That may be what his girlfriend was talking about when she noticed his behavior was a little funny. In fact, it does say that. His girlfriend was so concerned that she is, you know, moved out, so I understand that. So I would welcome certainly some discussion from board members on this one. We have heard before that people became addicted to drugs while in prison, and that's not the first time we've ever heard that story, so I'd just be interested in hearing others' thoughts on this. Any input, fellow board members? Mr. Quinones?
I would just add to that by saying I do think it's meaningful when an individual has this much support from their family.
Yes.
But I probably have the same concerns that you do about that separation and him relapsing into such a strong drug addiction. The methamphetamine heroin mix is pretty powerful. So I'm open, but I'm cautious.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Can we we'll just step out of the discussion for a second so I can confirm with Mr. Brady. You gave us a release date of July 5th, but we had the 23rd.
I can check it.
And I was going to say, if you could just check that for us, because that would be a number of days. I think the 5th was before the expiring days were added on.
Excuse me, what is the
law? I'm sorry, the board's in discussion. 23rd. It's 23rd. Okay. Okay, so this is 23rd. Any comments, Mr. Johnson?
I didn't quite get it. Did the girlfriend move back with him?
I think so, yeah. Or it's the intent. That's the intent.
It was good. I'm very optimistic. I don't know what's going on at least for a moment. And then he relapsed and started back. But and if he could get into a program that could help him out, but he has to go and want to be in the program. They did put him in the program. He went and signed up, but he didn't stay. He left. But I think that probably this time maybe having the opportunity to get locked back up, and may have been able to may help him turn that corner to go ahead and get him, if he gets admitted to a program where I think it's his mom. Are you his brother?
Yeah.
Josh, you know, I'm your
brother. Thanks. I'll call those with him every day.
That may be that.
I was gonna say, I got a family like that.
Because of the support that he has from the family.
Okay. The board's still in discussion. I'm gonna make a motion then. And this will be with some discussion with Mr. Sotelo when we're done making this motion. I move to return Mr. Sotelo to community supervision under the same conditions, plus the modified condition of must anyone successfully complete substance abuse treatment program or offer substance abuse treatment, and be able to start revocation process upon first positive, deleted, missed, unsuitable for testing, or unexcused UA. That would be another condition. So that is my motion, and that's based on information gained in our discussion, the support of his family, and information in warrant 2018W0867.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Mr. Sotelo?
Yes.
Did you hear the board's discussion?
Yes, I heard it. But my name is Bohart.
Okay, sir, this board is sticking out its neck for you. And we're only doing it, I can say this, because your family is sitting here in the room with us. And I just can't say this strong enough. You must follow every direction given by your parole officer. You must take that as the top priority of everything you do. You have to follow your parole officer's direction. In addition to the conditions that you already have, we've now added a condition that you must complete a substance abuse treatment program, and your PA will start revocation process immediately, and you'll be right back here in front of this board on the first missed, deleted, unexcused, unsuitable, any UA that's missed for any reason, and you'll be right back here in front of this, you'll be sitting in prison and right back in front of this board. So, sir, we think you can succeed. You have a tough addiction to deal with, but we can think you can succeed, and partly it's because you've got such strong family support, sir. You've got a newborn.
Yeah.
You've got a reason to kick this and get back and straighten up and fly right. Okay, sir? Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
All right, sir. So the board's put its faith in you. Don't let us down.
I won't.
Thank you, sir. Your family heard you say that, too.
Okay.
All right. So Mr. Sotelo, your hearing is concluded. Your community supervision has been reinstated. But as I said, pay attention to your parole officer, sir.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much. Your hearing is concluded.
All right. Thank you.
If you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.